Good morning, everyone. Our gospel reading today comes from John 17, 6 through 18. I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have come to know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them, and they received them, and they truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you were given me, for they are yours. And all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the word has hated them because they are not of the world, and even as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to make them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is the truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. You may be seated.
Good morning. Go ahead and take your Bible and turn it back to that, John 17. Starting with verse 6, I'm going to refer to that, and I want you to have it out there for yourself so you can see where I'm at. I've done this a lot differently than I normally do, so Mitch is probably going to struggle a little bit with the slides. So he will do his very best, I'm sure, and you'll get the idea. At the end of this, I want you to determine who you think I'm talking about, because I know you know who he is, but you may, as you're like me, I have to be reminded, I have to find it, because I can't remember anything. So I want you to think about who I'm talking about, because we're going to do a narrative after we discuss John chapter 17, the paragraph that Brother Larry read. I just want to make a few points about Jesus' prayer, and then look more closely at what is meant by fervent prayer. Right here in John chapter 17, what we just had read, Jesus is specifically praying for his apostles. He says, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me. The apostles believe what Jesus has taught. They believe what he stands for and where he came from. But I think it's a well-founded point that up until the day of Pentecost, they still don't really understand everything. There's so many things that are going to happen, and they're confused by it. I thought this kingdom was going to be on earth. You're telling us you're going to be crucified, you're going to be killed. Now, how's that going to work out? I don't understand how that's going to work. And thus, Jesus says, I'm going to send you a helper. He's going to help you understand all these things. He's going to help you teach these things to other people. Nevertheless, despite all that, despite the fact that they don't understand everything, Jesus knows that they are men that have the right stuff. They have kept your word, he says. They know God, and they know that Jesus came from God. He says, I have manifested, made known your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. So they know where he came from. They know who he is. They believe in who he is. Speaking to the apostles, or about the apostles and what they believe, he says, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. The very basis of our faith is stated, I believe, in Jesus' prayer here in John chapter 17. That is, to believe in Jesus, who he is.